You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. Remember, you support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the only way to support us. We have so much to cover now. We're going to get into Iran and the latest there and the failure of the ceasefire talks courtesy of Israel. That's the reporting, at least. But just everything is completely insane and exploding all at exactly the same time. In some cases, literally, a gigantic volcano has just erupted in Japan, the Sakurajima volcano, disgorging immense amounts of ash into the atmosphere right now. And of course, you've been watching InfoWars this week. You know that we've talked quite a bit about the changing condition of Earth's ecosystem, the atmosphere, the magnetic shield around us, and this is what you would expect as a consequence of that, after all. My God, it's just gigantic. You've got, you know, the Earth's crust, the mantle all reacting to the radiation that the sun emits, even though a lot of it is blocked. But if you take down that magnetic shield, you're going to get more interactions, more chaos, more geological phenomenon like that. But that's just that. But that's the natural phenomenon. But that's just literally the Earth actually exploding. Figuratively, it's exploding with even more force and destructive power. And I'm telling you, I just in the break just now, we had like a 4-minute break as we do once an hour, and I just went through just liking some things to save them. And we have Israeli units nonstop systematically detonating what's left of Taba Village in northern Lebanon as they create new settlements there, as they drive out the last remaining Christians in the first Christian community, the place where Jesus was born and raised. They are being violently driven out in complete defiance of Donald Trump's explicit demands, by the way. But we should be used now to Trump being utterly humiliated by Israel. In North Africa, we have videos of Islamic invaders with clubs, knives, and machetes wrecking havoc on Andalusia, Spain. And a church has burned. Another church has been lit on fire by Muslims in Ireland. At the same time, Ireland is going to war with the Garda. I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. And there's videos of the Irish actually fighting hand-to-hand against the Garda. Here's the Darth Vader-style stormtroopers going in to oppress the natives of Ireland for opposing their wholesale replacement by hostile foreigners. We, of course, have the attack on Savannah Hernandez yesterday. We are going to get to that video and give you an update as to what's happened there, because the political chaos here at home is simply simmering. It is not cooled at all. It just is waiting for an opportunity to boil over. Israeli Defense Minister Katz gave a press conference from southern Lebanon 2 hours ago saying the residents will not return to south of the Litani River, meaning that around 20% of Lebanon's population has now been forcibly evicted from their ancestral homes by the hostile and aggressive land grab of Israel. A group of Afghan Muslims set fire to a historic church in Ireland. Michigan residents will now be under drone surveillance as Oakland County Board of Commissioners voted to approve a very controversial new drone program for law enforcement. So the physical, you know, aspect of the global panopticon control grid going into place here in America, Michigan, of course. 6 warehouse fires have occurred in only 3 days, as there's become a trend of disgruntled employees literally setting fire to entire warehouses when they, like, don't get a raise. Then this volcano erupted, and we have some new information about Tyler Robinson and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I'm telling you, folks, that was less than 4 minutes on X for me, and I could spend an hour on every one of these. We could talk about the church in Ireland being burned, either as a singular example of yet another terrorist attack against the people of Europe, or as the latest of a continual, practically daily series of church firebombings that have occurred in Europe. I could spend the whole show on that. I could spend a whole show on the sudden rise in warehouse fires that have occurred over the last month or so, also paralleling exactly the run-up to the COVID-19 lockdown. I mean, every one of these I could spend an hour on, and every 4 minutes I spend on X is that many stories. Just to give you an idea of the true chaos engulfing the world right now, just a little hint, all right? Just a little hint. So I wasn't even planning on covering any of those stories because I didn't know about them until just now. Whoops. So what we are going to do is talk about what's going on in Iran and the continuing and like bottomless failure of the Trump administration in the war in Iran. Failure upon failure upon failure. It is inexplicable if you're approaching this from any sort of traditional, logical perspective. If instead you approach it from the correct perspective, which I'll give you here in just a second, then all of this makes perfect sense. See, what you're being told is that we have all of these various war aims, some contradictory, some didn't exist before the war started, some are only existent because the war started. They change. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. That's because none of them are real. None of them are real. None of them are actual. None of them are being sought after. Okay? This is not about replacing the Iran regime with a new regime. It's not about getting rid of their nuclear stockpile. It's not about opening the Strait of Hormuz. It's not about any of those things. Because what they want you to believe is that this war is being waged by America for American interest, Israel for Israeli interest, and Iran for Iranian interest. Okay, hold on. That is a great idea. Nobody steal this idea. Maybe I shouldn't say it. But an Art of War book parody by Donald Trump, where all of the advice is bad advice, that is such a funny idea. Just taking the Art of War and then replacing the advice in the actual book with whatever Donald Trump does. That's like the funniest thing I've ever heard. That would be a million-dollar idea right there. Don't do it. It's mine. Copyright. Don't steal my idea. I'm going to write it. I got distracted because that is a very funny idea. No, the actual purpose of the Iran war is the same purpose of COVID-19. It's the same purpose of the Ukraine war. It's the same reason why Europe is being flooded with migrants and why we've been saying they've been pushing for World War III since at least 2020. And as we've been saying, the Ukraine war was also designed to spiral out into a wider conflict. There's been resistance. It hasn't actually happened, in no small part due to Russia's behavior and not crossing the red line, not bombing Europeans, really playing within the laws of international regulation as they are, you know, bound to do, because they don't get to, you know, flagrantly violate international law like Israel and America does on a routine basis. The point of all of it is to get World War III in order to get total control of humanity. This was always the plan, and this was the plan before World War I started. World War I was about destroying once and for all the last royal houses in Europe. The only royal house that stood after World War I. Before World War I, German Empire was in place, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was in place, the Russian Empire was in place, the British Empire was in place. France, of course, succumbed to the revolution about 100 years before that. And by the end of World War I, none of them, except for the UK, British royal family. That was the only one that really stood as a powerful monarchy after World War I, and it was already taken over by the Rothschilds following the Battle of Waterloo 50 years before that. So they were spared because they became the vessel by which the Rothschilds and other European banking interests decided to, you know, rule the world. So World War I was about getting rid of those noble families. Check, 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 right? You can mark that right off. World War II was about destroying nationalism, creating the basis for globalism, the Bretton Woods Agreement, establishing the global monetary empire that we've been operating in the entire time, creating the UN. Remember, World War I created the League of Nations, But Americans weren't down with it. It had to be ratified by the Senate. Senators didn't want to. It was created by Wilson. It was created by an American president, but America didn't join because they had to get it approved by the Senate. This was back at a time when the Senate and the Congress, the House of Representatives, were actually jealous of their power and wielded it effectively. That's not really the case anymore. Now the executive does whatever the hell he wants, and Congress and Senate enjoys the fact that they can be totally hands-off and not responsible for the actual decisions being made. All this is to say, World War I, League of Nations, World War II, UN, World War III, global government. That was always the plan. They're pushing us towards that as rapidly as possible. And you see this as Germany has just increased the age of the draft. The UK is telling their people, and has been for a while, get ready. We're going into total war mode. We're going to be a war economy soon. America has said, forget all this other stuff. We're going into a war economy mode, and that's what's going to, be the driver of our success from now on. They're pushing towards this. So, long story short, when you look at the Iran war through the eyes of these people, then everything's going swimmingly. It's all going perfectly. The point of the war was to create the economic disaster that we're now witnessing unfold, to create the shortages, to impose the rationing, use rationing to control the people. This is always the plan. The strait was supposed to be shut. It is supposed to be shut. They'd be fine if it went down completely. Iran was never supposed to be managed and administered by moderates who could work with their neighbors in America and Israel. The plan was always to create a failed state in Iran where it could just be a playground for warring empires for all of time. They want it to become Syria or Libya 2.0. And again, we've been saying this since before the latest round of this war. So I know some people are starting to say this now. They're starting to like look around and go, gee, after 45 days of war, it looks like this is that we knew this before it started. Okay. How did we know? Because we are looking at it through this dichotomy, not the traditional idea of, oh, America, this, we're fighting for America. No, we're not. America is fighting for the globalists. This is obvious. This just could not be more obvious. And we're seeing the way that against all reason, all logic, all sensibility, all political impetus and the zeitgeist currently at work in American politics, against all of that, we are doubling down on this war, tripling down on this war. We're now almost forcing China and Russia to get involved in this war to a greater degree than they ever were before. And they're responding in kind. It's all on purpose. They are driving us towards World War III on purpose. They could get off at any point. The off-ramp is right there, available, if Israel doesn't bomb it first. And really, that is the off-ramp. The off-ramp is you have to drive through Israel. You have to, like, Israel standing there blocking the off-ramp. And if we don't want to go to World War III, that's who we need to run over to get onto the off-ramp. Do you understand? Because it's not even a question at this point. It's almost to the degree that they're doing it to provoke us, which may very well be the reality. But we've got statements from Trump about this, and here's the real important thing about it. U.S. intelligence shows China now taking a more active role in Iran war. China may have shipped missiles to Iran, and Beijing is allowing some companies to sell Tehran supplies that could be used in military production, American officials said. Okay, so it seems like knocking out Iranian capability of production and manufacturing isn't actually that effective because they can always source material from China and Russia. Duh. American intelligence agencies have obtained information that China in recent weeks may have sent a shipment of shoulder-fired missiles to Iran for its conflict with the United States and Israel, according to U.S. officials. If they're upset about this, have they thought about looking in a mirror? Have you thought for a single second about the precedent you set by waging a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine in the full view of everybody? It's not a secret. Ever since the war began and before, the Ukraine war has been a project of the American deep state. Their information that they're getting, the weapons that they're using, the targeting, coordinates that they're sending missiles to fire, it all comes from us. And yet we're playing this stupid, like, backseat children's game of, but I'm not touching you. Oh, but it wasn't us, though. Well, what, you can't blame America. It was Ukraine that did that with our money and our information and our weapons and our holding a gun to their head saying go to war with Russia. But we're still playing this stupid little game expecting it never to be flipped around on us. Well, here we are in a direct conflict with Iran. You don't think China and Russia are going, okay, cool. New board game just opened. Let's play with the rules that have been set down over the last couple of years. And everything America is doing is setting horrible precedents that will come back to bite us in the ass one way or another. And it's not going to bite the bad people in the ass. It's going to bite us. It's not going to be Donald Trump and Jared Kushner that end up being the victims of an Iranian terror attack. It's going to be the average Americans. Well, and who knows what they're going to attack, but so far we've bombed their universities, their hospitals, their business parks, their residential areas, their bridges, their government buildings. And every time we do that, we are giving them a pass to do it as well. We're giving them a green light. And I see people online arguing, going, well, you can't say that. I mean, we're in a war. Every target's valid in a war. And it's like, okay, that's the exact same argument Iran could use to target Americans. And they'd have the additional argument of saying they started it, they did it first. So what happens if the Golden Gate Bridge gets targeted by a, you know, nitrogen bomb, something homemade in a basement somewhere? Again, people have this shockingly, like, confident idea that America, like, can't be attacked. People are like, what could Iran even do to bring down an American bridge? It's like, I don't know. The Key Bridge in Baltimore fell over because an Indian person driving a boat went like this for about 10 seconds. So it's like, it's just crazy. It's crazy that we're allowing our government to be committing literal terrorism against civilians overseas and expecting that not to come back to us. That's insane. We should have learned this lesson a long time ago. But we're like stuck in this. Apparently we're stuck in this conflict again entirely because of Israel. And it's beyond apparent that that is the case. So if you really want to cut through all the noise, I can talk about the negotiations. I can talk about the history, how we got here forever and ever. It's a very simple thing. Israeli influence in America has to be surgically extricated brutally, like with prejudice. That's the word I was looking for. With prejudice, right? Not like, hey, you know, we understand, but we just can't do that right now. More like, you have committed treason. Leave the country or face the consequences. Like, you can exile yourself. That's fine. Or we can charge you with treason and give you the due punishment you have earned. That really needs to be how, and that's it. That, do you want to solve the Iran problem? Solve the Israeli influence issue. You want to solve Trump's problem with the voters? You got to solve the Israeli influence issue. Do you want to not be arrested by the Democrats for thought crimes in the next few years? Then we have to extricate with prejudice all of the Israeli influence that is responsible for us driving headlong towards that eventuality. It's very simple. This is not a complicated thing. It is complicated by the fact that the people doing it are, in fact, Israelis. U.S.-Iran negotiation ends with no deal. After nearly a full day of negotiations, in a terse statement, Vice President J.D. Vance said the Iranian delegation had rejected U.S. terms. The bad news is we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. Again, if you are watching this with any expectation of a positive outcome, you are a fool. There was never going to be a positive outcome to this. We knew there was never going to be a positive outcome to this because the negotiations themselves were never even meant to happen. The only reason the negotiations are happening is because Donald Trump desperately needed a way to save face and back down on his threat to kill everybody in Iran. He put out a tweet saying, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to destroy a civilization never to recover unless you open the Strait of Hormuz. You have 48 hours. They did not open the Strait of Hormuz. So they called his bluff. So in order to look like he wasn't having his bluff called, they lied and said, oh, we accepted this 10-point basis as a starting point for negotiations, and this will be the end of the war. It never was. It was never going to be. And we told you this literally the moment it was announced. The moment that it was announced, I was on air on War Room, and I said, no, this is stupid. They're not accepting this. They're not accepting this. This is a face-saving measure from Trump, And sure enough, like within a couple hours, they were like, oh, well, we didn't know that we agreed to Lebanon being part of the ceasefire. It's all BS. They said yes to the basis of the negotiations, even though they knew they had no ability to stop Israel from bombing Lebanon. But they said that they accepted it strictly to have something to present to the American people. So it didn't look like Donald Trump just straight up backed out and chickened out. But it was never going to happen. They were never going to accept it. However, we do have information, details about how this negotiation was scuttled, because despite the fact that it was always started in bad faith and never had a hope, the conclusion was foregone. It could have worked. They could have come up with an agreement. Yeah, just because it starts on a bad footing doesn't mean they couldn't have worked out some, hammered out some agreements in the back rooms. But that didn't happen. And it didn't happen, apparently, because Netanyahu called J.D. Vance. That's the official reporting. That's the official story. We do have the video of it. Let's go to clip number 20 here. This is J.D. Vance announcing the conclusion to the negotiations with Iran. Let's watch.
We've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could. And they have chosen not to accept our terms.
Yeah. Again, it's because we do not have the superior negotiating position. We, in fact, are responding to them. They are the ones setting terms because we are the ones asking them for something. Now we're trying to do some weird, I don't know, I don't even know what to call it, because it's almost like it's Kabuki theater 5D chess is what it is. It's like playing on this idea that people have about Trump playing 5D chess. Now we're the ones blocking the straight. So now America is going to be the one blocking Iranian and Chinese ships through the strait. So the goal for the war that didn't exist before the war is now being dropped, and we are now the ones doing the thing that we are trying to stop Iran from doing. But we also don't really have the ability to do that thing. And if we do that thing, then we will no longer be at war with Iran. We'll be at war with whoever owns the ship that we're threatening to bomb, which would almost certainly be somewhere like China. So we are driving full tilt towards World War III on purpose and by design. The lockdown measures are already going into place. The outrages and uprisings because of the lockdowns and fuel restrictions are already happening. In Ireland, there's been a lot of anger for a long time about the migrant crisis, which also plays into Israel. It's not a coincidence that both Ireland and Spain are historically and currently the two countries most opposed to Israel, and they suddenly get hit with this massive influx of migrants, Spain especially, just hundreds of thousands of Africans flowing in 2 days after Netanyahu comes out and give a speech saying Spain will pay the price for disobeying us, for going against us. Yeah, it's not a... I don't think it's a coincidence personally. And so you have these fuel restrictions in Ireland that basically set the flame to the tinder that's been piled up for the last couple of years. And now there's this combat going on with the Garda. We'll get into that later because it gets deeper than you've probably heard about the method by which the globalists are, what they're doing in Ireland, they plan to do everywhere else. And we'll need to pay attention to that. Vance says, the simple question is, we do not see a fundamental commitment of will for the Iranians not to develop a nuclear weapon. No. Well, you know what? On February 27th, you had them in total agreement to not only not develop a nuclear weapon, but to give up their enriched material. That was on the table. But you decided 2 weeks before, because of Netanyahu's urging, that it was going to be war. And so if that was really the big issue, if that's the big sticking point still to this day and currently messing up the current negotiations, then maybe we should have accepted that diplomatic solution all the way back then. We'll get back into it. I'll explain exactly how these talks were scuttled, how exactly Netanyahu apparently just interrupted them right as they were making some positive progress. and how China and Russia are getting involved in this in a very real way. All of that in hour two. Stay tuned, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at the Alex Jones Store.